time for Licking on Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Licking on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now here's your host of Licking on Lending, David Licking.
Let's begin.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Good to have you with us. It's March 14th. I am at the ICE Mortgage Experience 2022 conference in Las Vegas. I'm actually with Lender Toolkit, one of our sponsors. Very excited about that. Their event is starting today, but you can go check out their booth at booth number 627. Again, this podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals. And we're grateful to have you as our listener. Again, our commitment to you is to bring you timely information in an audio format that you can listen to anytime and anywhere. And you're going to be hearing some real timely information because in a Hot Topic segment, we have Joe Wellew, the founder and CEO of Total Expert, as our Hot Topic guest. I pre-recorded this interview just before I left for the conference. In the podcast, he announced a new release of their product. You'll not want to miss this upcoming interview in the Hot Topic segment. Special thank you goes out to Industry Syndicate. Check out all the podcasts at industrysyndicate.com. They promote our podcast as well as some of the top leading podcasts in the nation. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, as well as Finastra, Fusion Mortgage Bot Solution. Experience the power of a fully integrated approach to mortgage lending that simplifies the borrowing experience and streamlines the process for employees. Listen to Karen Jenkins' interview that I did on the October 4th of last year, as well as last week's interview with Chris Zingo. Great interview, and I'm so thrilled to have them as sponsors. Also, Lender One. We were just this last week at the Lenders One conference in Phoenix. It was great, well attended, and there was so much information. We're going to be bringing the presenters there on an upcoming podcast here in the just future. There's so much going on. Also, we have the Mortgage Collaborative, TMC, and we got TMC Miami Nights Conference coming up March 19th through the 22nd. I'll be there. Go back and listen to the interview with Rich Zerbinski on February 7th that I did. We'll be talking a little bit about the conference and what's going on there. And also, we have Total Expert as a sponsor. Thank you. You're going to hear more about them in the Hot Topic segment. That is a really interesting interview. I'll say a shout out to Knowledge Coop as a sponsor. They do a great job of it as a learning management system. Check out their new release. It's coming out April 1st. To get on the announcements on when that is being released and the information about that, go to trythecoop, COOP.com. Comparing the team, got some new stuff coming up. It is really cool. Also, Mobility MMI, Mortgage Market Intelligence, and Modic, both of these sponsors do a great job of helping you recruit top LOs and giving you intelligence about what goes on in the market. Be sure to check these companies out. Also, we're thrilled to have SnapDocs as a sponsor. They help lenders overcome obstacles to adopting e-mortgage technology. SnapDocs is now offering the e-mortgage Quick Start program. Check them out on our sponsor page. Also, SuccessKit. I love what Julian Lumpkin and the group are doing. Check out the interview we did with Julian January 10th. In 2022. Think about it. If people won't buy a $5 dog toy on Amazon without reading reviews, why would prospects wanting a mortgage or buying mortgage technology do any less? They're checking out reviews, and SuccessKit can help create reviews for you, and they do it in a fashion that is, I can't begin to tell you how successful it has been for us. Check out SuccessKit.io. Also, I want to say a special thank you to Lender Toolkit. We're again at the Lender Toolkit Pre-Experience 2022 event. Also, we want to thank our sponsor, PennyMac, TPO. Go back and listen to the interview with Kim Nichols on November 1st, 2021. Also, I want to say thank you to FormFree. So thrilled with their partnership. Go back and listen to last week's podcast with Brent Chandler of FormFree and Kevin Kaufman with Freddie Mac. Very interesting interview, and you won't want to miss that. And then finally, special thank you goes out to Debbie Wemus at the DW Consulting Group, helping people with their LinkedIn profiles. And finally, I want to say a special thank you to Rob, Les, Alice, Alan, Matt, and my good buddy, Jack Nunnery, who's going to take over the podcast for me at this point. Thanks, Jack, for co-hosting this while I'm in Las Vegas driving some Ferraris around the track. Jack, it's all yours. Take it away.
Thank you, David. And stay safe driving $400,000 automobiles around the racetrack. Don't want to drag one of them down the guardrail.
Listeners, I'm excited to have Joe Wellew here with us. He's the founder and CEO of Total Expert, the fintech software leader that launched the first customer experience platform purpose-built. Those are key words, purpose-built for modern financial institutions. The question is, are you modern or wanting to be? You're going to want to listen to this interview today. And since 2015, Joe has led Total Expert's vision on culture and growth and has now over 300 employees today. The company powers CRM, marketing, and customer engagement for nearly 175 companies, 15 of which are of the top 25 U.S. banks and lenders in our nation. Total Expert's growth has skyrocketed since its inception. In 2020 alone, it ranked number 17 on Inc.'s 5,000 most successful companies in the Midwest and number 3 in the Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal's 2020 fastest 50 companies and number 82 in the Deloitte Tech Fast 500. Very excited to have Joe here with us. Joe, I am so excited to have the honor of having a fintech expert leading company, both as a sponsor and on the podcast. Joe, welcome to the Lickin' and Lendin' podcast.
Oh, thanks, David. Appreciate the opportunity. And it's great to finally meet you and great to be here.
But your company's so famous, but maybe there's some people out there, and you're well known, certainly, but there's some people that may not know you and your background. So let's let our audience get to know you a little bit. Who are you and what's your background and what led you to launch and start Total Expert?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. So I grew up in the Midwest, a very blue collar upbringing, and started selling real estate after college. And it was in the basement of my real estate office that I started incubating the first version of Total Expert. And the focus was really around, we did not see technology that was really purpose-built for the industry, right? We saw a lot of people from Silicon Valley bringing in technology, but didn't really deeply understand the customer journey. They didn't understand how important relationships are in the home lending space. And we were looking for ways to just enable that and naively started thinking, well, this can't be that hard. And so that was how I got started and then been very fortunate to find some amazing customers that have helped us evolve the company.
Good number of customers. You have over 300 employees, over 175 companies, including 15 of the top 25 U.S. banks and lenders. I mean, that's impressive how much traction you've gotten on this journey. Joe, one of the things I want to talk about is how we've witnessed such a significant shift in the market, and it's shifting even more quickly with rates rising and refinances decreasing. What is the opportunity for lenders this year that, from your perspective and vantage point?
Well, certainly it's not the first time we've seen this movie before. And the industry, it's a cyclical industry, right? And we're in a time of contraction. But what I believe fundamentally, David, and I've seen this from my experiences, these are tremendous opportunities for the organizations that really lean into growth, have a growth mindset, number one, and lean into these times as an opportunity to grow their market share. Right. And so with everything going on, the reality is there's still a tremendous purchase environment out there. So lenders that have the chops to go out and build the referral relationships, there's a tremendous purchase environment that I think from what I hear is going to hopefully inventory problems will start getting slowly better. But then also, we've got this incredible amount of home equity that has been built up over the last couple of years, really unprecedented levels. We see organizations that are really leaning into how can we get smarter about using data, technology, plus our tremendous people, bringing those things together to then capitalize on this type of a market and grow are going to win.
Absolutely. You have a unique vantage point. Having 15 of the top 25 U.S. banks and lenders already as customers, you are seeing what successful companies are already doing. And that's really where I want to go next is watching these top lenders leverage the data, the insights to impact their business. What are some things that you could share with our listeners that you've observed, Joe?
Yeah. So first of all, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to partner with so many of these great companies. And I do get the unique opportunity to have a lot of executive management conversations on strategy and how we're going to attack it. And what I see is really a theme in all top organizations is they recognize that, number one, it's a data arms race right now, right? Meaning I have to get really, really smart using data and insights. And then I have to be able to get even smarter about using those things to enable my people to be more productive, right? So how can I use data and insights to create, surface more opportunities for deals, and then optimize really that customer journey to maximize pull through, right? So an example would be the last couple of years, even the big well-run organizations that are typically really optimized had so much business coming in that it was sort of accepted that deals would kind of fall through the cracks and hit the trash can. And so right now, what I see the best companies doing is they're saying, wait a second, even though volumes are down holistically, we've still got these amazing opportunities for growth if we just optimize our current customer journey and plug the holes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we see them doing a lot of that. And the two big levers that we spend a lot of our time on is that lead to close, which it's wrought with a lot of scenarios where those leads fall through the cracks. People forget you've got loan officers that are sales driven creatures. They're maybe great if they're a right now opportunity, but if they're a 6-9 month buying cycle, they're not as great at that. So how can you put systems around them to make them better versions of themselves? So we see great organizations really leaning into that. And then world-class lenders, world-class organizations and brands in general, I think, really value very, very deeply that long-term customer relationship. So it is truly, how do I build a lifelong relationship with every single customer? And they approach it that way. And then they really put systems and processes in place to enable their people to execute on that.
Yeah, I really got that when I recently received, I had a demo of your product as a new sponsor to the podcast. I love getting to know our sponsors. I love to know what you do. And it was really interesting how you use the data and the insights to really positively impact business. And you also, therefore, seeing a lot of best practices that are out there. And how are some lenders capitalizing on the cash out refinance?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And one of the biggest opportunities this year in this market is really understanding that so many of your past customers, even though they might not benefit from lowering a rate, they can still benefit in many cases from leveraging that equity that is increased tremendously, obviously, as we know. And so what a lot of our lenders are doing and what we're actually doing at Total Expert is bringing those data points together around property value, comparing that to amortization schedules, loan amounts, and then identifying the people that have peak amounts of equity or great amounts of equity above certain thresholds. And then also then comparing that to their financial profile. We have relationships now directly with credit bureaus to where we're able to then tap into data sets that help you get a much more comprehensive profile around a customer. And if you can bring those data points together, meaning I know how much equity you have, I know what a new payment would be, and I know how much revolving debt you have, I can put out very specific personalized offers to those customers that are going to have a very high conversion. And we're seeing lenders starting to execute on that. And we've got a lot of the building blocks technology-wise in place to help automate that.
Yeah, you really have some wonderful building blocks. Again, I encourage anyone listening to this podcast, if you have not received a demo, just go out there, find out what the company's leaders are doing like this. It's really insightful. When you look at the market, what are some of the biggest opportunities today's market for lenders to grow their relationships with current borrowers, but also establishing the relationship with new borrowers who will be purchasing the first time home, hopefully in 2022?
So I think at a basic level, we always think about it in strategy sessions with lenders is you've really got three words that you want to remember if you want to expand relationships, add new relationships. And that is, if you think about traditionally, we've traditionally marketed based on a transaction, right? So we've thought about each borrower customer, maybe not intentionally, but it was really a transactional approach, meaning I put out a rate, I put out a product flyer, I bring that person in, I close a loan, I go on to the next one, right?
Right.
So now we're seeing lenders that are focusing on three things, and that is educate, engage, and advise, right?
Yep.
So wherever I'm at, if it's a current customer or possible customer, past customer, I need to be able to educate them on what's going on in the markets. Also, what are products that can be helpful and impactful for them at this point in time, right? So educating them on ARMs and first-time homebuyer opportunities if they're there, and the fact that you don't need 20% down, all of those are education opportunities.
Yes.
And then I move over to the engage part, right? So if you think about the quality of all relationships are heavily tied to the quality of your communication and engagement. So are you able then to facilitate really good, strong communication with your customers and prospects across multiple channels? Are you able to do that at scale? The only way to do that really is combining the people with the tech. And then are you in a position to where you have the data assembled, you have a comprehensive profile, you understand equity, you understand if they just put their home on the market, you understand if they're shopping for a mortgage with your competitor, right? You're understanding all of those things so that you can reach out and advise them on how to make a great financial decision and how you can help them make a better financial decision around a specific type of loan. So educate, engage, advise.
I love that. How does the technology actually enable that process? Give me some examples of how you actually do that. I've saw it, but I want you to articulate.
Yeah. So in a simplest form, if you think about the core of our platform is what we call intelligent automation. Okay. Traditional automation in the lending space, it's very linear, meaning if you do this, then this happens and it's a straight line, right? It's timed series of activities that fire out messages. An example would be a drip campaign. Every 7 days, you're going to get a message, or every third day, whatever it is, right? Intelligent automation is looking at data that we have on you as a customer that you've told us, and then also pairing that with third-party data, such as credit bureau data, property value data, and then altering the customer journey, altering how we're engaging with you, what we're talking to you about, when we're reaching out based on that information. So, and we're also then further adjusting that based on how you respond. So that's in essence, if you think about like the ability to deliver the perfect customer journey. That's what Total Expert does through technology. And we do that by bringing in data, being an intelligent platform that then can then change directions on how you're interacting with that customer. So you're delivering to them that best possible scenario every time.
And I think one of the things you hit on first was the educate part, because we're seeing with the millennials, they want to be educated first. And I think that's the biggest mistake a lot of people do. Say, I want to talk to you, millennial. And they go, that's not our style. And we've better make some adjustments on that. So when you look at the behavior of these millennials, these first-time home buyers, all the studies seem to indicate, Joe, that they want to first be educated before they start talking to somebody, and then they're going to be at some point ready to engage. How does Total Expert support that process of the new first-time millennial home buyer?
Yeah, so very simply, number one, first of all, by having a comprehensive financial profile of every customer, you have to understand, first of all, that you have a millennial in place. Right.
Yep.
And then being able to have a specific set of touch points, specific types of content and communication that can be sent out to that particular millennial. And then we're watching for how they're engaging, right? Do they open an email? They love knowledge, as you mentioned, right? They love to be educated. So how do I know if I'm educating them? How do I know if I'm delivering them valuable content about the process, whatever, right? Well, you can see if they're opening an email, right?
Joe, we know that technology alone is not going to drive results for lenders. I mean, it's just a fact that technology is a great enabler, but it's not the single driving point. How can lenders listening to this interview support loan officers' productivity, build internal buy-in around the new technology and its value?
Yeah. So first of all, I think it's really critically important to be super clear with the sales organization that we know fundamentally this is a relationship business. The consumer values the advisor. They value expertise. The studies have shown it. We've seen a lot of organizations that have tried to say, we're going to completely and utterly bypass the human connection, the human interaction, the advice part of the transaction. And I was on a call with a quote unquote fintech lender that does mortgage lending on the home equity side. And we were talking about their business model and the fact that they realized that actually to convert the customer, they needed to have a human being that could actually answer questions when it came time to actually go forward and actually sign in the dotted line, right? So it's a human business. And I think acknowledging that with your sales organization is absolutely critical. And then it's really about what is in it for them and how are you going to make them more productive? The old way of thinking, I have hundreds and maybe even 1,000 conversations with executives over the last 5-6 years around, well, we want to make sure they're going to get in and use it. Okay. Wrong way to think about it. What you want to think about it is, What are we going to do to automatically enable surface to the top of their inbox, make their life easier every day, show them opportunities, put opportunities in front of them with what they need to say to this customer based on that opportunity was just surfaced as, hey, this is somebody you should talk to. Here's why. Here's what you should say. That's how you get buy-in, is showing how you're going to deliver value. And I think fundamentally as a business, if you're in the lending business, you're in the relationship and the people business, and having technology that enables you to do a better job at that, which is so much of our focus, is bringing together the tech and the human, is really where the magic can come together.
A little bit ago, when you were responding to one of my earlier questions, you talked about how you work with lenders on what I think I heard you say is strategy sessions. Clearly, because of your unique position in the market, again, having the number of customers that you do at some of the top customers, talk about those strategy sessions. I've always advocated, whether it be a warehouse line investor, find a partner that'll help you with your strategy. That really leaped out at me. Talk about that.
Yeah, so it's a weekly exercise for me. And sometimes I'm on the phone with the CEO or the C-suite, and we're just having a conversation about the opportunities in the market and then about how to best attack those opportunities, right? But ultimately, it's really understanding the first part of my job and our job as a partner. And we don't even really think about it as we're just in selling a technology. We're selling a partnership, and we're selling the ability to drive business outcomes. And if we don't focus on that, we're not going to build a valuable organization. So the strategy is a precursor before you buy technology or before you start a new project, understanding really what do you want to accomplish and what are the methods to accomplish that? And then what's the most efficient path? And so a specific example would be really the optimization and optimizing the customer journey. All of the lenders listening and all the lenders out there, they have all of these systems. They've got point of sale systems. They've got a mobile app maybe for a point of sale. They've got their LOS. They've got back office, front office. They've got all of these email systems in some cases. How do all of those things come together? And then at each one of those moments, how do you deliver really the things that will move the needle? Right? So the things that are actually going to help close a transaction. So it's really outlining kind of that customer journey, how it goes through your current technology stack, where data is available, where it's not available. And I think the fastest path to excellence is finding opportunities where you can make fast progress, right?
Yeah.
So I was on the phone yesterday with a top bank who's in the mortgage lending space. And we said, look, what's the lightest weight thing that we can do in terms of IT lift? What's the lightest weight project management lift, but the highest impact? And we identified one specific customer journey that would drive deal flow, that we broke it down into that slice. And then we're approaching that relationship saying, let's just nail this part of the customer journey, this scenario. Let's use some data to enable this journey to deliver opportunities to your people and create new deals. And if we solve that, we're going to get impact in the business, and then we can go to step two.
I love the fact that you stay engaged with the customer. It's not just sell them and then turn it on and let them start using the product. You stay engaged with strategy, giving them insights, what others are doing to help them grow their business. Joe, you and I are both at the ICE Mortgage Experience 22. And if I hear the rumors correctly, you got some announcements coming out. Can you share those with us on the podcast?
So we do have a pretty big announcement coming out. Not a secret to some, but we are announcing our customer intelligence offering and what we believe is a really best-in-class, industry-leading customer journey platform that allows you to orchestrate a customer journey from lead to customer for life. And so what we've done is we're building in key insights. We're calling this product offering, as I mentioned, customer intelligence, that actually do things like, I'm going to surface an opportunity where a borrower has a certain amount of equity. I'm going to surface an opportunity when they're in the market shopping. I'm going to surface an opportunity when their house goes on the market. And not only are we surfacing the opportunity, but the entire best practice, the workflow, the orchestration around the things that should happen to capitalize on that opportunity is a part of that. So we're pretty excited about it. It's a natural evolution of our platform. And we just believe that the ability to use data and insights to drive the business is critically important. So it was a natural progression for us.
It's a game changer, especially when you're looking at how can we use technology to drive business? And you talked about earlier, it's not the single driver. There's a lot of it. But boy, when you have the right technology, it can be a great, great enabler. I love that. I'm excited to see a demo product.
Thank you. We've had a lot of great feedback from customers, and people have used data and insights in certain ways, but it's really pairing that with the intelligent automation that really makes it special and allows you to really create those business outcomes and new deal flow.
That's very exciting. Joe, I appreciate you taking time out of a very busy schedule to be here with us. You are a total expert, especially in the area of what you're doing and providing as intelligence and data and insights to lenders. Congratulations on your success. Got a feeling you're going to be having a lot more success. Looking forward to being with you on the ride.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Folks, we've had as our guest, Joe Wello. He is the founder and CEO of Total Expert, a fintech software company that's a leader in the marketplace. Again, their CRM customer engagement product is helping already 175 companies, and that includes 15 of the top 25 U.S. banks and lenders. Be sure to check them out at TotalExpert.com. Listeners, I encourage you to click on the link in the show notes below to learn more. Thank you for listening. Good to have you with us, everybody.
Say a special thank you to all of our sponsors, Finastra, Lenders One, Mobility MMI, Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Cooperative, SnapDoc, Success Kit, Lender Toolkit, PennyMac, Total Expert, and Forum Free. Have a great week, everybody. Forward to seeing you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.